Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth. Chris will be joining us in just a minute. We were sitting down, hit record
baby woke up, so he is getting Roman back down, and I am going to talk to you about one quick thing before he joins me and we dive into your questions. Okay, a couple weeks ago, I announced the title and topic of my second book, Tools for the Trenches. It is all about perspectives and daily practices for resilience, for getting through tough moments, whether those are like really big tough moments or really small tough moments, right? I have hundreds of small tough moments day to day, and I'm sure you too. So it's daily practices and perspectives, tools for those moments, whether they are big or small. And I mentioned to you that I'm going to be putting together like a pre-launch book team. And essentially what that means is you can get access to the book before it comes out, if you're willing to help me with a couple of things, like my little pre-launch team. I'm going to give you a digital copy of the book about a month before it comes out. And if you want that, you say that you are willing to A, buy at least one copy of the book on the day that it comes out. There's not at this point in time going to be any sort of pre-order. It's not part of my launch plan at this time. And also, because you'll get a digital copy a month ahead of time, that you will also leave a review of the book on Amazon the day that it comes out. Obviously, I would never ask anybody to leave a review before reading it, which is why I'm going to provide you with that digital advanced copy. So if you are somebody who wants to be on my book pre-launch team, I'm also going to do a couple of live Q&As for you guys. But the way that it works is if you so desire to help, and look, no big deal if you don't. I know we're all really busy and we have a lot going on. So no pressure whatsoever if it's not something that you can take on. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I really want to support you, I really want to get an advanced copy, you are just agreeing to read the digital copy before it comes out, buy at least one copy on launch day, and leave a review on launch day. So here's how it works. If you want to do that, if you want to help me in that way and make that little mutual agreement with me, text the word book. Text the word book to this number. Get a pen, press pause, do what you need to do. Grab your phone right now. Text the word book to the number 336-203-5320. So if you want to be on my second book pre-launch team, text the word book to the number 336-203-5320. That will work if you're in the U.S. or Canada. If you are outside of the U.S. or Canada, email me subject line book, and we'll make sure that you, subject line book two, and I will make sure that you are on the email list. I'm not going to be sending out the digital copy until September, so it's going to be here before we know it, but just don't want you to expect it like tomorrow, you know what I mean? So that's how that works. If you want to be a part of it and then you're in the U.S. or Canada, text the word book to 336-203-5320. Outside of the U.S. or Canada, email me, subject line book. We'll make sure that you get on there. All right. Today, we are going to be giving away, finally, Edge. That is what we're giving away today. Chris is on his way back down to dive into the questions. So as soon as he gets down here and put his headset on, we will do that. So I'm announcing the prize before he gets back down here because he never, ever, ever wants me to give this away. But I feel like we've got a sufficient stock right now. So the giveaway at the end of the show, he just raced down the stairs because he heard me and he's like grabbing for his headset. But I already said it.
Nope. Absolutely not. This is unconscionable. This is inhuman. No.
He doesn't like that I give away Edge because he wants it all for himself because he's an edgehog.
For us?
An edgehog instead of a hedgehog. That's cute,
wow,
right?
It is.
No, we actually
copyright.
You know what?
Copyright.
You don't get to say no to the Edge because you ruined our last thing of Edge.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. No, I didn't. You know what he did, you guys? I don't know if this would drive any of you crazy, but it totally drove me crazy. He put his wet fingers onto the scoop. So then it like
got all dried and clumpy because he introduced moisture into the canister. Anyway, okay. Here's the deal. I love Edge because there's no caffeine, there's no calories, there's no carbs, there's just like nothing but energy and focus, and it helps your body preferentially shift into fat burning. Plus, I think it's just tasty, delicious, yummy. And that's what we're giving away today. We haven't given it away in a while.
You know what? I'm just going to roll with it because we got a ticking time bomb.
We do have a ticking time bomb. In fact, I think we need to pause this right now because he's awake. We'll be right back.
His eyes are...
Okay. We are back with a baby. But we are going to rock and roll. We'll announce the winner of the Edge at the end of the show.
Edge.
I could use some.
Yeah. Question number one.
All right.
How do I stop negatively thinking about things I cannot change? This is divorce, regrets and loss, grief, trauma.
All right. I had a really good exchange with the person who sent in this question. And yeah, she basically said, how do I stop, you know, thinking about these tough things, divorce and grief and big stuff? And I said, what if the goal is not to stop thinking about these things, but rather to think about them differently? What if the goal isn't, I don't want to think about this thing anymore. I just want to think about it in a different way, right?
I'm sorry, he's smiling at me.
That's lovely. I know when I was going through my divorce, and even now sometimes still I think about that phase of life and that set of circumstances, and it really is up to me the thoughts I choose to think about it. Because for just about anything, we can think about the tough parts, we can think about the frustrating parts or the sad parts, but the reality is there's also another perspective. In almost any situation, even when I think about something that was so dark and so hard as losing our daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can think about good things too, right? I can, in a moment where I'm thinking about the darkest moments, I can choose to think about the moment she was born and what it felt like to kiss her face for the first time and how special it was to think of you with her and all the pictures that I have of, you know, her on your chest. So it's not always that we want to stop thinking about things, but rather think about them differently. I can think about hard parts of my first marriage, but I can also think about good parts of my first marriage. I can also think about the ways that I became a better person and I learned about myself and others through that. So I said to this person, and we had a really good exchange about it, you don't necessarily have to stop thinking about these things, but really develop the practice of thinking about them a little bit differently. What was good? What was a lesson? How did you grow? Instead of sad, regret, negativity, that sort of thing. That's my two cents. Do you think about the good moments with Dagny?
I do.
Yeah? Do you think about the hard moments too?
Yep. And I don't like it, so I don't dwell on them. Yeah. And I think I talk to you about this a lot.
What?
Not dwelling on things you can't change.
Yeah.
Because I know you very much sometimes, well, not, I shouldn't say very much, but sometimes you do. And
with Dagny.
And you talk to me, and I'm like, honestly, I don't beat myself up about it because I can't do anything about it at this point.
Yeah, there are a few things,
you know,
that
I get that.
There are a few things that happened the very day that Dagny died that honestly I wish
had been different.
I wish we had done things differently. And I say that to you at least a couple times a week, at least. And, you know, you share my feeling, but you don't come back to it the way that I come back to it. But in that moment, like, my goal isn't to not think those thoughts anymore. My goal is to think, you know what? If we are ever in a situation like that, not necessarily as dire, but because of that situation, I will act differently. I will ask different questions. I will think about things in a different way. And that's a gift. That's a gift. Even now with Roman, there are things that I learned from those hard thoughts that I have reflecting on Dagny's life and Dagny's death that'll make me a better mom. You know, so I don't think the goal is necessarily to stop thinking about really hard things, but to explore ways that you can think about them differently. So, yeah, that's my.
Yeah, perfectly said. Next question.
I'm ready.
How do you get unstuck in bad habits?
I don't think you're stuck. And I honestly, as much as it can seem like semantics, do we call it stuck? Do we call it unstuck? Does it really, really matter? I think it does matter, because if you convince yourself that you are stuck, you're really not in your power. Somebody said to me the other day, actually, it was in one of the Facebook groups. Somebody said that they were going to go into the weekend making great choices because normally they cheat and beat themselves up. And I said, what if you didn't think of it as cheating? You just thought of it as choosing,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it removed the drama. And I really do think that the language matters. And I think that this is the same sort of thing. Remove the drama. You're not stuck. You're choosing. So let's flip this. Instead of how to get stuck in bad habits, I would challenge you to think about it in terms of what is the new pattern I want to create, and how can I take a step towards implementing it today? How can I practice it today? And I really do think that just that shift, don't ask, how do I get unstuck in bad habits? Ask yourself, what is the thing that I want to establish as a new habit, and what am I willing to do about it today? Big, big, big game changer.
And a great helper with that, the Changemakers Journal.
I knew you were going to say that. We need our little cash register sign.
Changemakers Journal, but I mean, that's what you developed it for.
Yeah, no, it actually is. It's exactly what I developed it for, and I'm glad you said that, because the time in which I created that, which it never was meant to be a journal. It was a template for myself, because I was in a period of life where I was like, how do I get back into feeling like I'm doing the things I say I'm going to do in a day? Because I was in a period where I was saying, all right, today I'm going to get this done and this done and this done. And then the end of the day would come and I'd be like, I didn't do it. And so I was trying to find something that would help me to follow through again when I was in a period of not following through. And when I landed on the template that really helped me, I shared it with a bunch of people on my team and they were like, oh my gosh, this is helping me too. So you're entirely right. Okay, next question.
All right. And I think I know how you're going to go with the answering on this one, but what's your best motivational tip?
You know, it's funny because I saw this and I haven't thought of an answer. And as I saw it, I want to know first what you think it's going to be. But my first thought was, I bet if I answered this question every Saturday, the answer would be different, like at least 20 times a year. Because I think a lot of that depends on what's working for me right now and what I need right now. Whereas if you had asked me 5 years ago, my answer would be different. And probably if you asked me 5 weeks from now, my answer would be different. But what do you think my answer is going to be?
Well, I thought you were going to go around the fact that motivation is temporary.
Yeah, motivation's not required.
And it's more about doing a habit and not you mean we don't get up every day motivated to do everything, but we know we have to do it.
And we can do it unmotivated.
And you make the choice to do it unmotivated.
But the reason I wasn't going to go in that direction, because I agree, motivation is not required and motivation is something that flows from action. However, because motivation is a feeling, I think that this person's asking, like, how can I feel more motivated? And there are ways to do that, just like there are ways to feel more calm or feel more happy or feel more peaceful or whatever. For me, what I would say right now, what is most effective, is realizing that there is such a span of opportunity between all or nothing. So I used to think of it, when it comes to food, I used to think of it as like, am I eating healthy today or am I not? And it was really that binary. And if it was yes, then it was like super, 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 what I'll call strict, rigid. And if I wasn't, it was like, everything goes.
Opposite of strict.
Everything goes. And I use the example of food, but this is true in everything, like with working out. It's not either I get in a full workout that I'm proud of or I don't do anything. What I would say really helps me is exploring everything in the middle.
So it's not shades of gray.
Yeah, it's not like, right now I'm starting book number three, and it's always daunting to start from zero with a big, huge idea and like, It's like eating an elephant, right? So instead of, do I feel like I can write today or I'm not going to write at all, can I write like for 5 minutes, free thought, brainstorm, you know, crappy first draft kind of approach? With food, it's not like today's a really good example. We had a lot of food in the fridge because I've been buying pre-cooked stuff to help me eat healthy, make it more convenient with Ro, and trying to utilize his nap time to work. And it just makes it easier for me. But honestly, I didn't want any of the stuff in there. No, I didn't want any of the stuff in there. What I really wanted was a steak and cheese sandwich. I really wanted, not sandwich, like sub. Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. So instead of either I eat the stuff in the fridge or I get a Philly cheesesteak, I asked myself, well, what could I eat that's aligned with my goals that like makes me want to eat it, right? And I came up with three options, and one of them was go to the Raw Bar and get lobster, but I didn't want either of us to drive that far.
How is that even close to a steak and cheese sub?
No, that's not what I mean. Something that I can eat that's healthy that I'll look forward to, right? Not something garbage, you know, whatever. So that was one option, but I didn't want either of us to drive that far in the evening. The other option, what I went with was I had seen somebody make something online somewhere, and this is sort of like it. I was like, you know what? Instead of just the plain grilled chicken I have in the fridge, what if I made a fresh salad with mango and red onion and cilantro, and
Very good.
And it was absolutely delicious, and it was different, and the mango added something that was like really indulgent. And you know what? I made some, and I had it, and it was great, and I wanted more, so I made more. And that's exploring that area in between. I have so many days right now where I don't want to work out. But I'm like, okay, what if I do 5 burpees right now? Get it over with. And then if I don't want to do anything more later, I don't have to, but I'll check in with myself later. And later, if it's like, you know what? What if I do 10 kettlebell swings right now? There's so many options between doing it and not doing it, whatever it is, eating healthy, working out, doing your budget, whatever. Explore what lives in the middle. That's really what I would say for me right now is the most motivational thing. But again, ask me in a month and my answer will probably be different.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Let's go.
Shades of gray, folks. Shades of gray.
More than 50.
Where do you shop for good probiotics? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Your answer is going to be what's on your t-shirt right now.
It is on my t-shirt right now. But, I mean, I know you have other probiotics and whatnot up there.
I really think that the first place to start here isn't like, where do I shop for good probiotics, but what kind of probiotics do I want to take? And a lot of people are going to say, I don't know. But then I would come back and say, okay, what do you want them for? Probiotics are for way more than digestion and immunity. So are you looking for a probiotic that's going to help with mood? Are you looking for a probiotic that's going to help with metabolism? Are you looking for a probiotic that's going to help with inflammation? Are you looking for a probiotic that's going to help with constipation? Are you looking for a whatever. General, overall, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wellness?
Immune system? Did I already say that? No, I didn't.
You said immune.
Okay. Well, anyway, know what you want to take it for, and that's really the starting point. Because there are lots of places that you could shop for good probiotics. Mm-hmm. Because of what I want them for, I get all my probiotics from Amare. Well, that's actually not true. Roman's probiotics, I have an infant probiotic drop that I get from him, and that's from a company called Mary's. Message me if you want the link for that. But that is an infant probiotic drop that I get from a company called Mary's. I personally take 2 probiotics. Chris does as well. One is for mental health, gut-brain axis, just the way that your brain works. And the other is for broad-spectrum digestion and immunity. And I get those from Amare. But I really do think that you can't answer the where unless you answer the what question. Probiotics is too general. It's kind of like, where do you shop for vitamins? Well, what vitamin are we talking about? Are you looking for a B complex? Are you looking for vitamin D? Are you looking for vitamin C? Are you looking for vitamin K?
Yeah. Specificity is important there.
It absolutely is.
No shades of gray.
Well, next question.
Next question. Is there such a thing as emotional eating, or is it just an excuse?
Yes.
Both.
Right. Like, okay, let's look at it this way. What is emotional eating?
An excuse to eat.
Emotional eating is turning to food in an emotional state.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you're super happy and you go celebrate with drinks and dessert.
Bam, that's emotional
eating. That is emotional eating.
Emotional eating doesn't have to be a negative connotation.
No, it doesn't.
But it's shades of gray.
Is there such a thing? Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You had a super stressful day and you go through the Taco Bell drive-thru. That is eating fueled by emotion. That is emotional eating. Yes, it exists. Is it just an excuse? I don't know.
You're also going to have an emotional night, you know, after that Taco Bell.
It depends, right? Is it just an excuse? It depends. If I am super happy and want to celebrate with my very favorite margarita or dinner at my favorite restaurant, that's not an excuse. It's a choice.
Right.
Now, if I planned to follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss that I talk about in episode 195, but I have a really emotional day and I decide to have four slices of pizza, I choose it because I'm stressed. I'm too stressed to do what I said I was going to do.
That's an excuse.
That's an excuse. So it's really, it can be an excuse. It can just be a totally fine thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating with food. And there's emotions involved with that. That doesn't mean it's an excuse for anything, but it also can be, you know, and you can make excuses around food without emotion. Right?
Sure, sure.
So I think that it's important to kind of consider the nuances there, but that's what I have to say. Keep your questions coming because I really enjoy talking about them, especially when I'm bouncing on an exercise ball with my wide awake son who should be fast asleep.
He is staring at me.
I know. He should be
just
asleep.
Just staring at me in the dark.
I know.
We have a winner.
We do have a winner, and this winner gets Edge. No matter where you live in the world, I will ship it to you. You are going to love it. I cannot tell you how many people are like obsessed with it.
It's so good.
And do you know how many?
It not only does it work, but it tastes good.
How many canisters do you think we go through in a week?
In a week?
Three?
No way we go through three canisters
at least
in a week. Maybe two.
But we're exceptional.
We have an expensive habit.
You do. But no, not really, because we get it for free.
If we were normal, we'd have
don't misunderstand that. I pay for it, but because of what I think is a really, really smart opportunity for everybody in terms of things like affiliate marketing and network marketing and that sort of stuff.
You make more back off. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. You cover the cost of your product. So I very much pay for it. Don't worry. My last order was over $1,100 worth of just Edge. that's also because I ship to our friends in Canada, Australia, and Germany.
True.
So it was not all for me. But let's just say who won.
All right. It's quote-unquote book lover Melody.
Yes. So if you left a review of Chasing Cupcakes under the name Book Lover and your first name is Melody with an I-E, and I know your email address, but I'm not going to read it out, so don't even try to tell me if your name is Melody with a Y and you didn't leave a review called Book Lover. I know it's not you because I know your email address, but Melody I-E... who left the review called Book Lover, and we already had a great email exchange, which is how I know about this review. You are the winner of Edge. So all you got to do is email Elizabeth at Primal Potential. Tell me that you were the winner for episode 902. Give me your mailing address, and I will get it out to you post-haste.
I feel like I'm getting squeezed out.
What does post-haste mean?
After haste.
So does that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah.
After haste, though.
It's as quick as possible.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
Anyway, keep your questions coming because I really enjoy chatting about them. I enjoy them more when Roman's asleep, but, you know, hey. You got to do what you got to do.
You do.
All right.
All hate mail and fan mail can come to Christopher at primalpotential.com.
Yeah, go ahead because he doesn't check that email, which is why.
I definitely check this email.
Yeah, send all the hate mail there because the inbox goes unmonitored.
I check this and all I have here is
no.
Help Scout, Help Scout, Help Scout, Help Scout, Help Scout. Right.
Everybody have an amazing day. We'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, wait, no, I do have an email here and I'm going to read it in this episode here.
See, he doesn't check it because if he had checked it, he would have known that he had that email.
Sandra Harding Farstad.
I wonder if she doesn't want her email, her name read.
Well, she would love a whole podcast of Roman noises. Okay. He sounds amazing. Babies make life worth living. I agree with you, Sandy.
That's really
and
sweet.
We might have to just put some recordings and send them to you because I don't know that everybody else wants to hear them.
But. Well, and it's funny because he's been wide awake this whole time and I would love to, well, he's just making noises now, but he's been very, very quiet. Don't you think?
I think he has been.
Roro, you want to say hi? Since it's the end of the episode and everybody's probably tuned out already. You want to say hi? Can you say hi? All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.